79-year-old Esme Gibb, formerly Harris from Cowley, was one of only two athletes from Oxford at the Austerity Games when she competed in the women's springboard at the age of just 15. I met up with a former Oxford Central Girls' School pupil and she told me what the 1948 Olympics were really like behind the scenes.
Well, you stand on the board and then a whistle blows, yeah. And that gives you the signal to start your dive, whatever dive you're doing. You're nervous, whatever diving championship you're in. You're always thinking, well, am I going to make a flop? Because one flop and that's the end of your winning. You've got to do everything so you don't take any notice of what's going on around you. You're just concentrating on what you've got to do. If you don't concentrate, then you can mess it all up completely.
And so how did it go then? How were your dives for you on that day?
Well, I did reasonably well, I suppose, but not as well as the 13 in front of me. Well, 12 in front of me. I mean, when I got to the pool the first day and we were all allotted times to train, and I think the Americans followed us. And when I saw the Americans diving, I just thought to myself, what am I doing here? Because they were so superb. It was just unbelievable. Vicky Draves, she was the American star. She just dived out of this world. And Sammy Lee, and he was the same. And they were such petite and slim. And, it just took your breath away.
And what was it like in terms of crowds as you were diving? Could you see people around you watching you?
Well, you just shut those all out. You don't hear any noise. You don't like anybody playing sport of any sort. You're concentrating on what you're doing. If you heard anybody make a comment or shout or something like that, that could put you right off. So you just concentrate on what you're doing.
And do you know sort of how many people had turned up to watch you on that day?
When we went in for the opening ceremony, of course we were last in because we were the host nation, and we were sitting out behind the stadium where there's a load of factories out behind the back of the stadium, and it was a boiling hot day, and we sat there for 4 hours before we went into the stadium, and it was absolutely packed. But again, there's one person always takes the oath, and then he took the oath. Oh, and there was no end of other speeches, of course. You know what they babble on, speech after speech after speech. The president of this and the president of that, and then that finished, and then somebody opened the games. And then the torch came in, and of course everybody were in their order across the stadium, but as soon as the torch came in, everybody sort of broke ranks and ran to the side. And then after that they let balloons off, and then the pigeons, which I presume should have been doves of peace, but who are pigeons, let the pigeons off. It was sort of sent shivers down your spine.
Memories of London 1948 with Abbey Field House, Oxford. Independent community living with help when you want it. And boy, do we need help.